Hello, it's Fake News Phil coming to you from deep inside the Soviet States of America once again. So I just wanted to do another breakdown on this JFK thing. I know I've done others, but sometimes it's good to repeat because sometimes you just got to drive the point home two or maybe several times. My good buddy Jim Fetzer, I love the guy. He does a great job in breaking down these fake shootings like Sandy Hook and Las Vegas and Pulse nightclub and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. But when it comes to the JFK assassination, he just makes a left turn. He goes, "Oh, but that one was real. But that one was real." That's my Jim Fetzer impersonation. So, hey Jim, I got a little message for you. JFK was fake, just like all the others, And so let me do a screen share. Let's go through some photos. That right here. Okay, so let me move myself down here. Here, I want you to look at this. I couldn't get this to play on my previous video. Somebody created this loop. This is the kill shot. Okay, and it's important to look at this on a continuous loop because, well, of course, the official explanation is that he was shot from the behind, by Oswald. But this video doesn't show that. And then there's the other explanation that he was shot by somebody over here in the grassy knoll, right? And I don't know that it doesn't look like that to me either. And then there are some people who say that, well, Jackie Kennedy shot him, right? Under the chin right here. And then there are the Bill Cooper fans. Remember Bill Cooper used to do his tours where he said the driver of the limo is turned around and shot Kennedy. Okay, this doesn't look like any of those to me. Frankly, you know what this looks like to me? This looks like a piece of cow liver being thrown at a stunt double in fast motion. When you're skull gets hit by a high-speed bullet, you see pieces of skull and gray matter. You see identifiable pieces of the human anatomy coming out of your head. This is not identifiable. This looks like a piece of cow liver. I don't see any part of his cranium coming out. I don't see any part of his brain coming out. People say JFK got his brains blown out. This doesn't look like a brain to me. This looks like a piece of cow liver being thrown at a stunt double in fast motion. What they could do is they could just speed up the frames on these couple frames, make that cow liver look like it hit real fast. And this mist you get right here, well, that's a cartoon overlay. They just overlay it on a different frame. They took 12 years to release this video to the public. The CIA or whoever had 12 years to doctor this thing frame by frame. In a court of law, this would be thrown out of court because it's completely unreliable. It's been messed with too much. This whole Zapruder film has been messed with too much. It is not admissible evidence. You can just throw the Zapruder film out. And besides that, it doesn't even match the autopsy photos. So, like this, for instance. Okay, so here's the wound on his neck where the first bullet went through, and that looks suspicious, Looks like somebody drew a piece of Sharpie, on there. And then some, and this is supposed to be where his cranium is missing, and somebody drew a red arrow here showing where the cranium went out. But I don't see the piece of cow liver. Where's the piece of cow liver? And besides that, how do I even have this picture on my computer? Right? I mean, I'm a lowly construction worker out in California, and this is the 35th president of the United States, the beloved 35th president, and I have his corpse on my computer. How does that even happen? You know how many people have been executed, like Julius and Ethel Rosenberg and or Timothy McVeigh or Osama bin Laden, for instance, who they buried at sea and they didn't even take a photo of his dead body. Adam Lanza, The list goes on. They never give us the photos of their dead bodies. But here, the 35th president of the United States, they release this to the public. That impossible. Okay. The Kennedy family is in on it. The Kennedy family wanted this photo released because they wanted to drive home to you. They wanted to drive home to you that their son, their brother, was really killed that day. And so this was part of the mind control. And that way, nobody will ever question the fact that JFK actually, he really died. We have the autopsy photos. This isn't convincing for me. The way they suppress the autopsy photos on all these other cases, but yet they freely release the autopsy photos on JFK, bullshit. Okay. This is part of the psyop right here. And so, and then we get to, well, and they release these other ones. I mean, this is preposterous. What's going on here? That the coroner is digging his thumb into the cranium of the 35th president of the United States, and I have this picture on my computer. He's digging his thumb into the cranium. This is, come on. The Kennedy family wanted me to see this. The Kennedy family wanted you to see this because they wanted you to never question the fact that JFK died that day. This is just gore. This is cheesy 1963 gore. It doesn't prove anything. This would be thrown out in a court of law. This has been doctored too much, and it's unreliable evidence. And then people will say, that JFK was based. JFK said a lot of based things. Like here, Adolf Hitler is one of the greatest men. The old trust him, the young idolize him. It is the worship of a national hero who has served his country. Within a few years, Adolf Hitler will emerge from the hatred which surrounds him as one of the most significant figures that ever lived. Okay, I guess John F. Kennedy said that in one of his diary entries, I think. And so, but that doesn't prove anything. Winston Churchill used to say good things about Adolf Hitler. Winston Churchill w used to say bad things about the Soviets and how the Soviets were trying to conquer Europe. But that didn't stop Winston Churchill from being best friends with the Soviets and dropping phosphorus bombs on 165 German cities. Just because Winston Churchill said some base things and complimented Hitler didn't change Winston Churchill from being a genocidal maniac and just burning women, children alive. So these agents always say based things. Just because John F. Kennedy said some based things, I would like to go back to his secret society speech where he talks about, how they rule from the shadows and they hide their mistakes and they cover up their, their mistakes. But during that speech, he never mentions the Jew ever. Okay, it's just like Alex Jones. Alex Jones talks about secret societies on his show every day, but Alex Jones never mentions a Jew. I would call John F. Kennedy the 1963 version of Alex Jones. So what if he talks about secret societies? If you don't mention the Jew, you're not hitting the target. And so, well, because JFK was a Zionist agent. I mean, there have been no presidents that have slipped under the radar that beat the system and got themselves elected despite the best efforts of the Jews. No, every single president is owned. FDR told us that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt told us that presidents are not elected, they are selected. Okay, and John F. Kennedy was no different. He was selected, okay, by the people that rule our country from the shadows. And he perpetrated his role. He was to fake his death in Dealey Plaza. So then we get, well, here's John F. Kennedy. This is what he's all about. A Nation of Immigrants with an introduction by Robert F. Kennedy. You know what this book says? It says America has always taken European immigrants and it needs to stop. America needs to start taking third world immigrants, like from Cuba. That explains the Cuban Missile Crisis. And from Mexico. So this book is describing that America needs to stop taking European immigrants. We need to start taking everybody. This is treason. This is treason. And of course, then we get this. This is the signing of the it's either the Hart-Celler Act or the 1965 Civil Rights Act, which, and he wrote up here, Death to America, because that's what it is. And here's RFK Jr., or not Jr., but this Robert F. Kennedy right here. And look at him, he's all smiles. He's all smiles. And this guy here, Lyndon Johnson, was implicated in his brother's death, right? But he doesn't seem to care. He just hopes that all of you get to see the autopsy photos. I want you to see the autopsy photos of my dead brother. Yeah, because you're in on it, you fraud. And this guy faked his death too. And of course, this guy, don't get me started on him. This Ted Kennedy, he's a fraud too. All the Kennedys are in on it. They never demand investigations whenever one of their sons or brothers gets assassinated or when they die in a suspicious car crash. That's because the Kennedy family is in on the hoax. They are a family of hoaxers and they like to fake their deaths. That's what's going on. And then, so then, and then you get this. This guy Oswald faked his death too. This whole thing was just a Hollywood sitcom. This whole JFK scenario was a sitcom. Oops, look, somebody left the boom mic hanging up there. See that? Oops, somebody forgot to edit that out. But anyway, here's Oswald in his street clothes. Oh yeah, because that always happens. When you go to jail, you're in their street clothes, right? Oh, but and he's in a black sweater. That's convenient. You see, you can't see any blood when you're wearing black. So, you can't see that the a total lack of blood during this scene. See this cop standing next to him or walking him out? He's dressed in white. His suit remained white after the assassination. Okay, there was no blood here in this parking garage. There was no blood. This guy just did another cheesy little fake show. And this Ruby guy was, of course, in on it. This is all just theater. They've been doing this to you. And then, of course, there's this, which was released to the QAnon movement, Kelly's QAnon Angels. I don't always fake my death, but when I do, I take down the whole damn cabal with it. See you soon, my friends. Where we go one, we go all. The whole Q-tard thing. And people say, well, that's Q-tard, that's Q-tard. Well, I think this guy released his photo to the Q-tard movement because he knew it was going to be discredited as this laughable movement, but he got some real selfies in. I'm not talking about that fuchsia guy that used to show up at the Trump rallies. That guy didn't look like JFK Jr. at all. That fuchsia guy looked like a bum off the street. Okay, but this guy here, this is freaking him. That's JFK's eye color right there. We can compare the photos from 1997. This is the same eye color as JFK Jr. The nose is a match. The nose is a match. The ear is a match. Okay. The hairline is a match. In investigative work, this would be pretty close to 100%. Pretty close to 100% here. And so this guy here was supposed to die in a plane crash in 1997. But he seems to still be around. Okay, so if one of the Kennedys faked their deaths, that means all of them faked their deaths, right? But it puts a real clincher on the JFK thing is this guy. Okay, this is 18 years after JFK, and Reagan supposedly was the target of an assassination attempt. This guy here, this Secret Service guy, is the one that takes the first bullet, and he saved Reagan's life because he put himself in between. But if you look at the video, and the video itself is laughable because you've got three camera crews there, CBS, NBC, and I think ABC, and all three cameramen never flinch. They keep their cameras focused on the action. And they were inside the crowd where the gun was coming from. And so here's the problem I have with that. That's an immediate red flag. I've worked with a lot of cameramen, and trust me, when there's bullets ringing out, they're dropping their camera and they're running for their damn life. This is a their first thought is that this is a terrorist attack. And as a terrorist attack, the cameramen would be the first target because the terrorists wouldn't want their faces to get on camera, right? And so as a cameraman, you're a target in a situation like this. But yet these three brave cameramen never flinched and kept their cameras trained on the action. See, that right there is your biggest red flag. This whole thing is staged and bullshit. Okay, but anyway, it gets worse. This guy here that in this blue suit, when he gets shot, he does a spaghetti Western move. He goes, "Oh, you shot me." It's like, see, back in 1981, the American public had been inundated with old Western movies and John Wayne movies. And whenever somebody would get shot in those movies, they would go, "Ah, you got me." And so this guy does the same move. He goes, "Oh, he does, oh." And it's like, that's because he's been watching a whole bunch of spaghetti Western movies as well. And that's the only way he knows how to act. But you see, here, 33 years later, we can go back and say that's cheesy spaghetti Western acting. And then so you know it's just it gets these Secret Service just look like clowns during this event. And you know, and then we get and here's James Brady. He supposedly took the bullet from Hinckley. The bullet supposedly exploded in his skull. Well, here he is on the ground talking to the people above him. Okay, only a small patch of blood on the ground. It's like a spaghetti or a ketchup packet of blood that's on the ground. It's a very small amount of blood. Somebody squeezed a squib packet and just left a small little cookie-shaped patch of blood on the ground. This guy's talking to the people above him. He remained fully conscious during this thing. And notice here, they're holding the handkerchief to the left side of his forehead, right? The left side of his forehead. And now here's James Brady in 2014 doing an interview. How was that? The scar's on the wrong side of his head. It's on the right side of his forehead. They laugh at you. These people laugh at you. Okay, this guy was not confined to a wheelchair. We have dozens of videos of him walking with a cane. He was never confined to a wheelchair. These people, he pretended to be a cripple when he wanted to. And in this interview, he hands the baton to Gabby Giffords, and Gabby Giffords needs to continue the fight. Well, Gabby Giffords faked her assassination attempt also. So it's one fraud hanging the baton to another fraud. And it's just so here's my point. If the Secret Service was involved in the Reagan hoax, which I think most people would agree, and in fact, a lot of people tell me that they agree that the Reagan thing was hoaxed, but then in the same breath, they'll say, but JFK was real. JFK was real. No. If the Secret Service hoaxed the Reagan event, then we need to look closely at everything the Secret Service has ever done. And if you start looking closely at this JFK thing, it's a hoax, just like all the rest. So, you know, oh, and here's the thing. I was in Dealey Plaza not long ago, and I wanted to go visit for one reason. I wanted to because I had heard that there's a Holocaust Museum in Dealey Plaza. Now, there are only 16 Holocaust museums in the entire United States. Now, a lot of you will say, well, that's 16 too many. Yeah, I agree with that. But out of those 16, they insisted that one was right across the street from what's that? That's the Book Depository Museum right there. That's the sixth floor. Book Depository Museum. They put one of their 16 Holocaust museums directly across the street from Dealey Plaza. And you know who George Dealey is? He's a Scottish 33 degree Freemason who was a newspaper mogul in Dallas who was responsible for brainwashing a lot of American boys to go sign up for the military and go kill evil Nazis in Europe. And as his reward, George Dealey gets to have the biggest news story in American history in his little plaza. You know, this plaza is like a shrine to George Dealey. They have monuments and pillars, and they have an obelisk, and it's like a this. There's a lot of taxpayer, and it looks identical today as it does in 1963. A lot of taxpayer money has gone into this place to make it look identical to how it looked during the JFK assassination. This George Dealey guy is a high up Freemason, and they did the JFK assassination there on purpose. Now people will say, well, the Jews put their museum here because the Jews were behind the JFK assassination. No, the Jews put their Holocaust museum here is because they hoaxed both events. The JFK was a hoax and the Holocaust was a hoax. That's why the Jews had to put their Holocaust museum here. And that's why. Jim Fetzer doesn't tell you about the history of George Dealey. You know, the JFK assassination didn't happen there by accident. It was all planned. So, you know, I love Jim Fetzer. He has done a lot of good work, and you know, he's the one that woke me up about that Las Vegas shooting, and you know, and from then I've been able to carry the ball on my own, and he opened up my third eye, you know, the critical thinking. But he's a gatekeeper like everyone else. But you know, even the gatekeepers I have regard for because they took me a little further down the road. And it's all about World War II. They're still spewing World War II propaganda all these years after the war. Obviously, they're afraid of something. They don't want us to learn the truth about that war. And they don't want us to learn the truth about what the Germans were studying, the Black Sun. And you know, me, as I don't expect to get any followers. This is a lonely battle. One man can bring down the whole cabal, and you know, it's going to require something supernatural. And this is why they're lying about outer space. This is why they fake the moon landing. This is why they're sending back these cheesy pictures from Artemis, which are just all CGI, is because they want you to live in a fake universe. Because they don't want you to figure out what the Germans were discovering. The Black Sun is a different model of the world and of the universe. And it reveals their weak spot. And see, I need to find their weak spot. I'm not asking any of you to, I mean, if you can help me out with the Black Sun, send me some info. Nothing from Amazon, because Amazon is run by Jeff Bezos. He has a couple books on Amazon about the Black Sun. It's all bullshit, it's all misdirection. So, anyway, just want to do a little rundown on the JFK and why I think these crazy things. You know, I keep my comment section open. I'm waiting for someone to challenge me and say, "Phil, you know, you're schizo. You know, Phil, you're a retard." But no, everybody's been polite. You know, thought crime and my other commenters have been very polite, and I appreciate that. But I kind of want someone to challenge me. It's like, come challenge. I'm saying some outrageous things. Why isn't anybody challenging me? You know, I'm ready to engage. I want to engage on someone who wants to challenge my logic here. Anyway, that's all I got. We'll get back to you later. All right, thanks. Bye.